All right, now let's talk about why I believe the Trump administration is strongly in favor of an extended government shutdown. And it's really all about replacing human workers, federal workers, with AI. And I'd like to explain why I think this is the case. Now, understand that Trump doesn't have total control over the shutdown. Actually, Congress has, you know, a lot more control than Trump has, but he has influence over Congress. And what Trump is doing is exploiting this shutdown to permanently fire as many federal workers as possible. And this is part of a permanent reshaping of the federal government to replace humans with AI for one very specific reason. It's because almost all federal workers are Democrats. And as Democrats, they work in favor of the Democrat agenda, which is always a big government agenda, you know, a lot of slush fund money for USAID, etc. A lot of welfare, including corporate welfare, not just personal welfare. A lot of authoritarianism and the government telling you what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do. Bigger budgets for regulators like the EPA and the FDA, getting all up in your business, right? I mean, that's what Democrats believe, and that's what almost all federal workers believe. When Republicans come into power, or specifically Trump, since he's been the only Republican for a while that has been president, well, the entire federal bureaucracy, which is sometimes called the deep state, works against him. They defy his orders. They absolutely defy him. Because they have their human bias. They want, for example, at the CDC, they want everybody to be forced to take vaccines. They want to inject more children with vaccines. The FDA wants to have more control over food and supplements and pharmaceuticals. You know, the CDC wants a bigger budget. The DEA wants a bigger budget, right? The USDA, everybody wants a bigger budget. And so they work against anyone who's trying to cut the size of their personnel or the budget of their agency. Now, I believe what Trump has figured out, or whoever's advising him on this, is that if you replace federal workers with AI, which can be done currently for at least 50% of federal worker jobs, that is desk jobs, not the physical ones on the streets, you know. But in terms of desk jobs, white-collar jobs in the federal government, at least 50% can be replaced right now. And within a year, that number will increase to probably something like 70 to 80%. Or it might take 2 years to get to 80%, but it's within that range. Once you replace human workers with AI, then of course the AI no longer has this Democrat bias, and it's no longer defiant of a Republican president. It's no longer working against the administration. AI systems follow orders. So then the question becomes simply, who's giving them the orders or who has control over the AI? Well, clearly, right now, Trump working with big tech, this is why I think he's partnered with OpenAI and Microsoft and Meta, etc., is because those companies will provide the AI agents that will replace the human workers that Trump is getting rid of as quickly as possible. And as long as Trump is in power, where he can legitimately threaten those companies with things like, you know, Department of Justice investigations for anti-fair trade practices, you know, Microsoft, or they can be threatened with FCC violations if they're related to, or if they own broadcast companies, you know, or et cetera. They can always be threatened or investigated by the IRS or whatever else. So those companies will get along with Trump and they'll do what he wants them to do, which is to have the AI agents work on behalf of Trump. So getting all those humans out of the way eliminates that resistance inside the federal bureaucracy. At the same time, it also sharply reduces government costs, because the typical federal worker makes at least $100,000 a year, and some of them make hundreds of thousands of dollars. Heck, some even make over $1 million. But there are significant long-term costs associated with those employees, which include health insurance, pensions, paid time off, vacations, you know, human resource costs. There's lawsuits and there's, you know, payoffs for lawsuits and all kinds of things, and severance packages when you finally let them go, etc. In other words, a human worker who only shows up and works maybe 9 to 5, but not on federal holidays, of course, which seem to happen every other week. And, you know, and when they're there, they're only working really maybe 2 hours out of the 8 that they're there. They're just not very efficient, because the era of human cognition is now being eclipsed by machine cognition. And so what that actually means is that one AI agent running on a machine can replace right now easily 10 to 20 federal workers. So for the cost of one machine and let's say 300 to 400 watts of electricity, you know, times however many hours a day that it's on, you can replace 10 to 20 federal workers. You can do their jobs better than they can. Whether it's, you know, looking at grant proposals or you know, denying this or that, or sending emails or writing reports and proposals or assessing this, right? All of that can be done by AI right now. And that's what's happening. Now, Trump hasn't announced it this way. The way it's being announced is more like, well, you know, we're going to have government efficiency, which is true. AI is going to create more efficient government, but it's also going to create more loyal government, and it's going to get rid of the defiance factor of the humans. Now, through this process, Trump will be able to save the federal government many billions of dollars, perhaps tens of billions of dollars annually. And of course, it will create increased joblessness among those former federal workers, but they will not find many other places that will employ them, because even at the state level, there's also an effort underway to replace state government with AI systems. And also, most states don't offer the same kind of budgets and benefits as the federal government in terms of employment. There might be exceptions to that in New York and California, maybe even Washington State, but most other states don't have the, you know, the budgets and the currency printing that the federal government has. So they actually have to meet budgets. And so they can't just willy-nilly hire people at insane pay rates when those people barely work, which is very often the case in the federal government. But if you were to ask me 2 years ago where I thought the most rapid implementation of AI replacement of human workers would take place, I would have told you my guess is in the private sector, not in government. But it turns out that would have been wrong. Trump and his team are spearheading AI replacement in government much more quickly than most corporations are achieving this. Also in the education sector, you will see a lot of AI replacements of teachers, but there will be and administrators, et cetera, there will be a tremendous amount of resistance from the teachers' unions over this, but ultimately they will lose that debate over a period of time because no human teacher can be as effective as AI teachers in terms of personalizing courses for each and every student. And I'm not saying that all human teachers are bad, and just to be clear, I'm a big advocate of homeschooling. I'm a big advocate of learning from people, learning wisdom from people. I'm a big advocate of mentorship. You know, I'm a big advocate of learning in the real world. However, for certain core subjects like math and science and English, etc., it turns out that with a personalized AI approach to education, a child can, in many cases, learn in about 2 weeks what would otherwise take an entire school year. And so in just a few weeks, they can get the whole, you know, school year done. They can pass the math, they can pass, you know, everything else, because the AI is working with them directly at their speed and correcting their mistakes on a personalized basis. So that can be done quickly. And then the rest of the school year can be used to do, frankly, more important things, like teaching children how to be creative, how to think critically, how to innovate, you know, how to express themselves. To be part of arts and music and, you know, I don't know, art class, music class, gym class, you know, physical education. My point is that the basic subjects of education don't really take a school year any longer when you have AI instruction. So we are going to see a very rapid replacement of many teachers in the school system and many administrators with AI. And then in the private sector, this is also happening as well. And that replacement of humans with AI will also accelerate dramatically over the next, well, year and beyond that. You're going to see ultimately white-collar unemployment rates at about 50% in the United States, I predict, within the next 1 to 2 years. And after that, it might be 70% and then 80% and so on. And this is when the government will probably come along and offer a UBI, Universal Basic Income, or some people are suggesting a UHI, Universal High Income, which actually is just a recipe for hyperinflation and rapid devaluation of the currency that will end in currency collapse. So folks, get more gold and silver, by the way, if you see that coming. Gold and silver are just skyrocketing yet again. Silver is just about $49. I mean, it's going to hit 50 probably. Could be this week, you know. Gold is at $3,930 as I'm recording this, and it's going to be at $4,000 probably this week. I'm just guessing. I don't have a crystal ball. Also, I'm not your financial analyst. But let me just plug, if you want gold and silver, our affiliate in this space that we've worked with for many years is called Battalion Metals. And you can reach them at metalswithmike.com if you want to get some physical gold and silver in your hands. Although there may be a pullback, there may be some price corrections ahead. I kind of hope so because I want to load up on some more silver. But I'm not sure I can do it at the current price, but maybe I'm a fool because it'll probably be over 50 by Wednesday. So who knows? Who knows? Anyway, if you want to get gold and silver, it's metalswithmike.com. But back to the economic situation. See, the currency is going to be destroyed by all the money printing that's going to be required to pay people these high incomes. You know, we're talking trillions of dollars a year if you start paying out a universal high income to the American people. Trillions of dollars a year, like in the low single-digit trillions, depending on how much you pay them. So if you thought that the national debt was crazy right now at $37-plus trillion dollars, imagine then on top of all the Department of War spending, which is now $1 trillion a year, and then on top of all the interest on the debt, which of course is over $1 trillion a year. I don't know how much over. It's a lot. And then all the entitlements, the Social Security, the Medicare, the Medicaid, the pensions, all the benefits, the disability, etc. That's already horrendous. That's already leading us to a financial collapse. But if you add on to that the payment of universal high incomes to all the American people, then you end up with probably adding maybe each year $10 to $12 trillion. So we could be at about $1 trillion a month in new debt. Okay. That is unsustainable. That will collapse catastrophically. And that collapse day may not be very far away. It's not clear. Nevertheless, I think Trump realizes that the fewer federal employees he has on the federal payroll, the easier it's going to be to handle this situation. So he's trying to get them out of the federal government, replace them with AI ahead of the next great depopulation extermination wave, which will probably be the release of some kind of depopulation weapon, you know, another round of jabs, Operation Warp Speed 2.0, something like that. Or maybe, heck, maybe it'll be a nuclear war. Maybe it'll be a cyber attack on the power grid or a false flag that takes down the power grid. Whatever it's going to be, it's designed to exterminate a whole lot of people, which is the other cost-saving measure for the federal government. Because remember, one of the biggest costs that they're facing is the entitlements. It's about, I don't know, $200 trillion plus that are owed to the American people in entitlements from the federal government right now. Again, it's, I mean, let me just bring it up. Let me bring up usdebtclock.org because I want to show you if they're still, for a while they weren't showing this number. So let me see if they're showing it. Well, I'm not seeing that number on US Debt Clock. They used to have it. I don't know what they did with it, but we are seeing the annual debt. Here we go. And budget items. So Medicare and Medicaid, $1.7 trillion a year. Social Security, $1.5 trillion a year. Defense or war is almost $1 trillion. And then the interest on the debt is also about $1 trillion. So that right there is about $5 trillion. You know, it doesn't even cover the other stuff. And then if you add, you know, the other expenses of running the whole system, you know, it's even higher. So Trump realizes that in order to keep the U.S. government solvent, he's got to get a lot of humans off of the federal payroll. And that's just step one. And then ultimately, and then he's got to find a way to make sure that people don't live as long, which is where the jabs come in. Obviously, you know, if they can kill people off at a younger age or reduce their lifespan by 17%, which I think is the association with the COVID jabs. Well, by reducing lifespan by 17%, and I think that's per jab, by the way, on average, 17% lifespan reduction. By doing that, remember that which years are being reduced? It tends to be the later years, obviously, because time moves in one direction. So people die then before they collect everything. You know, people collect the most money as they get older, right? More Social Security, more Medicare expenses, et cetera, as they get older, especially after they reach retirement age, whatever that is now, 67 or whatever. And you notice that's also been pushed back. It used to be 55, and they just kept pushing it back, hoping everybody would die before they collect anything. Well, the vaccine jabs come in and kill everybody sooner, or not everybody, but a lot of people sooner. So that's saving the government trillions of dollars, and I've even seen the government documents that talk about that cost savings. So it's not enough for Trump to replace humans with AI. He also has to find a way to achieve mass extermination in order to reduce the unfunded liabilities of the federal government, in order to keep the federal government solvent. So you should expect to see this replacement wave followed by an extermination wave. And I believe that will come in the form of either a pandemic or a war or a critical infrastructure failure that's blamed on a foreign actor, such as a power grid failure blamed on China or blamed on Iran or North Korea or Russia or someone like that. So that's probably where all this is headed. Now, as you know, I'm a strong advocate of using AI for decentralization purposes. We have to use AI to make ourselves more efficient and effective in the things that we do. We need AI to have more knowledge, to have more capabilities, to be able to defend ourselves against the onslaught of psychological operations, government disinfo, media lies, you know, CDC propaganda, etc. Big pharma propaganda. So we need AI technology in order to survive all of this. And that's the AI tech that my company is building, and we've already released, and we give it away for free. And we're making it better. We've got new releases coming out of our free AI engine called Enoch, which you can see right now at brighteon.ai. Now, currently at the free level, when you enter a query, then it emails you the answer because the query goes into a short queue. Well, that's changing, probably within the next week or so. Soon, when you go there, you'll be able to query it and you'll get real-time answers. And you won't have to wait for them in your email. And the answers are also being dramatically improved because we have achieved, you know, much more information, much better knowledge for training the models, for augmenting everything. So watch for that update. It's going to come out soon. Again, the website is brighteon.ai. And we are dedicated to making all of those tools available for you free of charge. And that's my commitment to you. There will always be free access to our AI engines. Even if it costs us $1 million a year to host it, which it might, I don't know, depends on how many people use it. But even if it costs us that, as long as you support us, we'll do it. We'll put the money into hosting these kinds of systems. And the way you can support us is by shopping at healthrangerstore.com. And that's where we offer expertly formulated, holistic, organic, laboratory-tested, storable foods, superfoods, nutritional supplements, ultra-clean personal care products, everything from toothpaste to deodorant to laundry detergent, etc., completely without any synthetic fragrances whatsoever, no junk, no garbage, ultra-clean ingredients. You can scrutinize every single ingredient. In fact, I encourage you, take the ingredients of any of our products and plug that list into our Brighteon AI engine and ask it to rate those ingredients, you know, on their safety, on their effectiveness, etc., or their nutrient density. And you'll find out that even our own AI engine will tell you that our formulations are awesome. Because, of course, I use our products too, and I'm the health ranger, and I want our products to be as clean and as effective and as natural as possible. And that's why we formulate them that way and make them available to you. So thank you for supporting us. Every time you shop at healthrangerstore.com, you help us fund this development platform where we are using AI and using technology to empower you with knowledge and information that's often being censored by other platforms or other institutions, including government, including media, including big tech. We bypass all of that and bring you knowledge directly, free of charge, to empower you with some incredibly powerful secrets that can help you overcome health symptoms or conditions or diseases or concerns of any kind. I mean, seriously, use Brighteon.ai and talk to it about ways to improve your health. You'll be astonished at some of the suggestions it comes up with. And like I said, the price is right. It's free to use. And again, soon it'll have instant answers on the screen in real time. Well, I mean, you might have to wait like 10 seconds or whatever, but it's going to be, you know, real time answers. So use the tools that we make available for you, and your life will improve dramatically as a result. And finally, as far as the shutdown and what Trump's plans are, like I said, this is about replacing human workers with AI, which will actually make government more efficient. And whether that's good or bad depends on which department you're talking about. If there's anything the government does that's helpful, then it will be more helpful. But if there's anything that the federal government does that's harmful, which is most of the things that it does, it's got to be more efficient at causing harm or carrying out terrorism against the American people, with the heartlessness of a machine at the helm. Also, well, I guess most of the federal workers, especially at regulators that I've seen, they're kind of heartless blobs of NPCs anyway. So I don't think a machine could be any worse than the ones I've seen. That's why I'm rooting for the AI replacement of federal workers. I mean, at least I can reason with the machine. Can't reason with the humans that work for the federal government, because they're insane and they hate humanity and they hate America and they hate Trump. So I don't mind replacing those people with machines. Might actually get a better functioning government as a result. Although I still say the best government is, you know, cut it 90%. The best government is small government. Get the government out of our lives. Cut it down to size. But sadly, Trump's going to achieve that by just firing the humans and replacing them with AI. And then he'll say, you know, we cut the department by 50%. Yeah, sadly, it's still just as tyrannical as before. It's just automated tyranny now. You know, that's not what we're looking for. All right, I just say, cut it down 90%. Send the power back to the states. End the FDA, the CDC. You know, most of these agencies shouldn't exist in the first place. Put the power where it belongs, back with the people and with the states. 10th Amendment all the way. And that's how we have a better country, in my opinion. All right, thank you for listening to the special report. I'm Mike Adams. You can follow me at naturalnews.com for my articles, or brighteon.com for podcasts and interviews like this. And use our AI engine at brighteon.ai, or follow me on our social media platform, which is brighteon.social. And thank you for listening.
Feeling run down? Groovy B NAC capsules support your body's natural detox process by boosting glutathione, your master antioxidant. Clean, plant-based, and lab-verified. Shop now at healthrangerstore.com.